Greetings from Pilgrim Church. My name is Eric Larson.
我叫 Eric Larson， 带来从天路那个教会的问候。
Pilgrim is in Manion.
那个天路教会呢是在 Manion 这边。
And I've been with Pilgrim for 10 years.
那我在那个教会呢已经有六年了。
I was here a few years ago for Andy Yu's installation and ordination.
几年前我来这儿，我们的那个杨牧师案例和受职的仪式，我来参加了。
My sermon today comes out of 2 Thessalonians. But before we read the passage,
我今天讲到呢是从帖撒罗尼迦后书开始，但是呢，在讲到之前呢
，our topic goes like this.
那我要讲的是什么呢
？Working hard pleases Jesus.
让我们一起努力做工，讨主耶稣的喜悦。
Only, where did I get that idea?
那我从哪儿得到的这个想法呢？
Back a number of years ago, I graduated from seminary north of Boston.
几年前呢，我在一个神学院毕业，那个神学院是波士顿北边的一个神学院。
A very rich man gave a very long sermon.
有一个很富有的人讲了一篇很长的道。
He spoke on and on about how important it was to work hard and not be lazy.
他讲了很长很长的时间，就是大家要努力做工不要偷懒。
Looking around, I saw some women in their 50s who had gone back to seminary to pursue ministry.
那时候呢，我环视一下呢。有很多甚至姐妹五十来岁的姐妹又回到了这个神学院来读书准备服侍神。
I saw some who worked two jobs who still return home to their home country to teach in a Muslim nation.
我也看见有一些人呢，他在这里要打两份工，然后。准备毕业，毕业以后呢，要回到他们原来是穆斯林国家，在那里传福音。
I wasn't sure that the listeners that day were lazy and needed a rich Christian to tell them to work hard.
那我那天呢，我就感到了，在场的呢，并不是不努力做工的人，他们也不需要这个有钱人来告诉他们要努力做工。
My struggle, my idol, wasn't watching VHS cassette tapes, but overworking.
那时候呢，我的偶像呢是看很多的录像带，不做工。
I was disordered to work as badly as the lazy, who between you and me, I haven't met many.
我那时候我做工呢，也没有纪律，也不好呵呵，不好干，跟在座可能有些人很像。
A few years ago, Elizabeth Dickinson, a journalist, wrote for the Johns Hopkins Health Review.
前几年有一个叫伊丽莎白·狄金森的女士在讲约翰霍普金斯这个学校的期刊上写了一篇文章。
She wrote, "Busyness is more than an annoying truth of modern life. It has emerged as a significant health concern."
他说呢，大家很繁忙呢，并不是件好事，是现代社会的一个现代社会病的一个体现。
A couple years ago, the Atlantic Monthly ran an article entitled
前一段呢，大西洋 那个大西洋杂志呢也有一篇文章。
I'm so busy, a status symbol for our time.
我很忙啊，就好像是现在社会地位的一种象征。
Then there's good news. There is a movement where Christians around the country are taking seriously what it means to work well.
但是，感谢神，这个国家的基督徒开始了一场运动，开始了一个就是一种思想，就是呢，我们应该好好做工。
Jesus had words about work.
耶稣对做工是有讲的，有话讲的。
Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness.
然后我们先求神的国，神的义。
And all these things, like what shall we eat, what shall we drink?
这一切，比如说我们吃什么，我们喝什么。
What shall we wear? They will be given to you as well.
就会给你。
Okay, Shabbat, will you read the passage?
Okay. 那我现在来读今天的经文，就是帖撒罗尼迦。后书三章六节到十五节，弟兄们，我们奉主耶稣基督的名吩咐你们，凡有弟兄不按规矩而且不遵守从我们所受的教训，就当远离他。你们自己原知道应当怎样效法我们，因为我们在你们中间未尝不按规矩而行。也未尝白吃人的饭，倒是辛苦劳碌，周也做工，免得叫你们一人受累。这并不是因为我们没有权利，乃是要给你们做榜样，叫你们效法。我们在你们那，在你们那里的时候，曾吩咐你们说，若有人不肯做工，就不可吃饭。因我们听说，在你们中间有人不按规矩而行，什么工作不做，反倒专管闲事。我们靠主耶稣基督吩咐劝诫这样的人，要安静做工，吃自己的饭。弟兄们，你们行善不可上恶。若有人不听从我们这信上的话，要记下他，不和他交往，叫他自觉羞愧，但不要以他为仇人，愿要劝他如弟兄。
Friends, not everything we think or say or do aligns with Jesus' spirit.
我的朋友们，我们所想的、所行的、所做的，不一定和耶稣基督的教导相符。
In fact, some of our ideas hurt each other and the church.
实际上，我们经常有很多的想法是对我们的教会和对我们的弟兄姊妹都有伤害。
One of those ideas is working hard pleases Jesus.
然后我们有一个想法，就是我们努力做工就会讨耶稣基督的喜悦。
So I challenge us to keep changing until the day Jesus calls us to Himself.
我向你们挑战，就是我们要思念耶稣基督，直到耶稣基督再呼召我们。
Finishing His work in us.
把他在我们身上所做的工完成。
If I summed up the reading Shabbat just did for us,
那我把今天所讲所读的经文总结一下。
I would say this.
那我这样讲。
Jesus works for the good of people through the good work of his children.
耶稣基督为了我们的好处， 让我们弟兄姐妹都做善事。
Paul says it this way.
保罗这么说。
We were created to do good works which God prepared beforehand.
我们为我们要行的善事被创造，这个创造当然也是因上帝已经安排好。
Mind you, in the words of the reformer Martin Luther,
那在马丁路德这个改教家的口中，
God doesn't need our good works, our neighbor does.
上帝不需要我们的善事，但是我们的邻舍需要我们的善功。
I call us today to work well, my friends.
今天我向大家呼召，我们要行善事，把事做好。
I want to break down our main idea.
今天我把那个主题呢分成几个部分。
It all began by God working.
开始是上帝做工。
If God hadn't worked, there wouldn't be anything.
如果上帝不做工，那任何东西都不存在。
God worked. That means God respects the properties of things.
上帝创造，上帝做工了，上帝呢也尊重这个事物。
God didn't make bricks. He made the clay that people eventually made into bricks.
上帝没有造这个砖，但是上帝造了泥浆。人把这个泥浆造成砖。
But early on,
但是一开始呢，
people realized they were so good, so beautiful, and so strong that they misused their abilities.
一开始人觉得他们很漂亮，很有能力，很有力量，他们就把上帝赐给他们这些功能乱用。
We decided that visible things were more real than invisible realities.
我们都觉得能看到的东西比看不见的东西重要得多。
We didn't enjoy working for God.
我们不太喜欢为上帝做。
So we walked away.
那我们就走开了。
God was not impressed.
上帝当然不很开心了。
He promised that our basic work would now be very difficult.
那他就向我们应许，我们要做的工就很苦。
Childbearing would be the worst pain you could imagine.
生孩子就是最痛苦的一件事。
Your work cultivating the earth.For fruit and vegetables would be a daily chore.
我们每天都要很辛苦的在地上耕田，种庄稼，好吃饱。
But this also means something else.
但是也有另外一个意思。
Before the fall of Adam and Eve, there was work, and there was rest, and it was good.
在亚当夏娃堕落以前呢亚当夏娃也有做工，有白夜，有黑昼，但是这一切都是美好。
Then God cut a covenant with a people called Israel.
后来上帝就和以色列人立了约
，to be a God to them and their children after them.
上帝就成为他们的上帝。
This covenant was made with an entire people.
这个约呢是和一个整个族人，一族的人所设立。
All of whom had just been rescued from being slaves to work.
这些人呢，他们刚从为奴之地逃出来。
For a time, all was good.
那时候呢，当然也是所有都是美好。
This didn't last.
这个很短的时间就没了。
And that's why the prophets cry out against Israel violating the Sabbath.
那时候旧先知就在指责以色列人，他们不遵守啊 Sabbath 安息日的规矩。
God's workmanship was so good that God would not let His workmanship avoid its obligations or overwork forever.
上帝所做的工是非常美好，上帝不会让他所创造的啊做的工不美好，也不会让他们啊要永远的做苦工。
So His Son took flesh and came to earth.
这时候。他的独生爱造成肉身来到了这个世界。
And no surprise, people would work their hatred for God on His Son.
那也不奇怪，那些人恨做上帝工的人，也恨上帝的独生爱。
All this proves that we needed God to rework us.
这也就像我们现今，我们需要上帝来重新造我们。
Jesus rose from the dead to a life which daily overflows to the world.
主耶稣三天后从死里复活，那他的善意就从这显明到世界。
Now we understand the old covenant through the work of Jesus.
现在我们就懂了，啊，旧约，旧的约，从耶稣基督里就实现了。
We understand ourselves through the work of Jesus.
那我们看我们自己，我们就知道耶稣基督在我们身上所做的。
We work because He first worked.
我们做工是因为耶稣基督先做了工。
And where we find our work disordered, either by overwork or underwork,
如果我们做工不好，我们或者是很辛苦做的太多，或者我们做的太少，
we do the work of repentance and renewed trust in Jesus.
那这时候呢，我们就要向神认罪悔改。
Jesus works.
耶稣基督做工。
You and I want to be aligned with His work, joining it, not fighting it.
那我们做工就要和耶稣基督所要我们做的相符合。我们不要要服从耶稣基督，不要向耶稣基督宣战作战。
That takes us to point number two.
那现在呢是第二点。
How do I know this?
那我怎么知道这个呢？
Because when Jesus' first generation worker named Paul,
那耶稣基督拣选了第一批的使徒，其中有一个人叫保罗。
When Paul visited the Thessalonian disciples, he didn't just preach.
当保罗到帖撒罗尼迦那个地方，他并不仅仅的是讲道。
Paul and his crew worked like dogs, day and night.
保罗和他的同行的人像狗一样工作，昼夜工作。
Paul's example matched his words: "The one who does not work shall not eat."
那保罗为他们做榜样，就是保罗也说过的话，就是你不做工，那你就不能够享受这个做工的成果。
So he and his crew preach probably during the day.
他和他的同伴肯定是白天讲道。
And then work their trade at night.
晚上呢，他们做他们的工。
They would not eat anyone else's food.
他们不吃，不白吃别人的饭。
There were brothers and sisters in the congregation who were disorderly.
在那个时候，那个教会里面呢，确实也有弟兄姐妹呢，做工呢不认真。
They didn't work.
或者他们就不做。
They may have been lazy.
他们也许懒惰。
But that is not Paul's concern here.
但是保罗呢，并不是啊，由于那件事。
If Paul was concerned that the Thessalonians were lazy, he would have used the word for lazy.
如果保罗觉得帖撒罗尼迦的人啊懒惰呢，他就会用懒惰那个词。
Which he did when writing to the Cretans or writing to the Ephesians.
再去啊，向别的教会，比如像以弗所或者 Cretan。那个教会写信的时候呢，他就用那个词，就是懒惰的词。
He uses a word called disorderly two times, verses 6 and 11.
这里呢，他用了两次这个不按规矩而行，不按规矩做工这个词，两次，六节和后面的有一个是十一节。
Disorderly is not lazy.
不按规矩做工呢，不是很懒惰。
Otherwise, how could Paul refer to busybodies in verse 11?
那在后面呢，那保罗怎么说这个装管闲事这件事呢？
Busybodies were not working well.
装管闲事呢，并不是很好的做工。
Now we know there had been a famine in the region around the year 51.
在主后51年呢，我们知道那个区域呢，有大饥荒。
But the simplest reason Paul was so concerned about the Thessalonians was because of what's called the patron-client relationship.
在那个时候呢，保罗所考虑的呢，就是一个这个一个关系，就大概就是雇主和雇工的关系。
Today, if someone after church asks you for a loan of a large number of dollars, you would tell them to go to a bank.
今天呢，如果有人说今天聚会以后有人想去借一大笔钱，那你会跟这个人讲你去银行贷款吗？
In Roman ruled Thessalonica, there were no banks.
但是在那个时候，罗马统治下的塞萨罗尼加的那个地方呢，是没银行的。
When someone of your class became needy, you offered them money or corn.
那在那时候，如果你同阶层的人缺钱了，那你就借钱给他。
Now in return, they gave you thanks and support in local courts and political assemblies.
那在你借钱给他以后，他要给你要行一些事，比如说在法庭上，或者在当时的一些那个公共的那个事务上，他来支持你。
Aha! That meant that clients of patrons were not holding a job.
那这就在说，就说那个，其实我刚才说的是债主和借钱人的关系。债主这些人呢，他不工作。
Their patrons were probably overworking for their estates and their many clients.
那当时那个有些人呢，就是要很努力的工作。
This was not acceptable to Paul.
对保罗来说呢，这个就不可接受。
Paul believed that Jesus' gospel shattered the patron-client relationship.
那，保罗呢，相信呢，耶稣基督的福音就把这个债主和借钱人这些人的关系这个枷锁给打碎了。
The gospel reinvigorated the original call of God to work with the world for His glory.
保罗相信主耶稣的福音使得我们更加努力的工作，为神的荣耀工作。
And better than that, the gospel made it possible.
然后呢，确实要很美的，就是福音使这一切都有可能。
Dr. Bruce Winter puts it this way.
有一位Bruce Winter 博士他这么说。
The secular client must now become a Christian benefactor.
那这个处事借钱的人，那应该是基督徒的帮助基督徒的。
Another scholar put it this way.
那另外一个学者这么说。
The Christian messengers worked with their own hands, giving the new believers something to see. They did not become the clients of the Thessalonians.
那另外一位学者说，这个基督的信使用他们的手做工，让当时那些借钱的人呢知道做工是为了神所做的。
Now Paul is not the only one to have ever thought these thoughts.
保罗并不是唯一的想这些事。
In one rabbinic tradition, we hear, "If I do not work, I have nothing to eat."
当然很多文化都有这样的说法，如果我不工作，我就没有吃的。
We know that Paul wanted to see the end of the patronage system in the Christian community.
那保罗呢是想把当时那些债主和借债人的这些关系呢，在基督徒的这个生活中结束。
One of the jobs of the Christians was to go beyond their own needs to the needs of others.
那基督徒要做的就是要考虑自己所需的，也要考虑他邻舍所需的。
As Dr. Winter puts it,
温特博士这么说。
This made the most visible signal to the society of a new community.
这就让这当时的社会显示出有一个崭新的社区在被建立。
Where the work of all able-bodied members of this new community was to do good.
那在这个社区里面呢，所有能做工的人，能做工的人一起在做善工。
Now, in Thessalonica was a whole new class of benefactors.
那在当时的帖撒罗尼迦就有一个新的阶级。
They did good because good needed to be done.
他们行善事，因为很多善事确实需要人做。
Without expectations of repayment or reciprocity.
这些善工呢，不期望有人要给他回报，或者要投串的这种形式来做。
Well, this wasn't just good news for the clients.
那这对那些债主或者是借债人都是好消息。
Paul liberates the patrons from their patronal responsibilities.
那保罗让那些债权人也得自由。
Which, under normal circumstances, was perpetual.
那在当时的社会呢，这个借债的人这种债务之间或者是权力之间的这种关系都是永远的。
Now, one more thing before we put this to work.
那我想再多讲一句话。
In verse 6, we hear, stay away from them.
第六节说要远离他们。
It's the way a community deals with members of the community who fight the community.
那当时就是说有人要不遵循耶稣基督的道，他要向耶稣基督有行耶稣基督道的这个新社区挑战的。
And if that isn't surprising, Verse 15 will be.
这个当然，如果还不够奇怪的话，那你第15节还可能有更奇怪的解释。
Paul doesn't call for us to shun those who are different from us within the community.
保罗呢，并不是说让我们完全离开他们。
He says, treat them like a brother or sister.
就是说要劝他们为弟兄。
This gracious advice,
那就很有恩典的一个建议，或者是一个很有恩典的教导。
Simply means what they work at is not to be what we work at.
那么他们所做的事呢，和我们所做的事是不一样的。
As Jesus' children,
我们是耶稣基督的儿女。
They are to let Jesus work through them for the good of neighbors and city. Okay, we've covered the passage. Let's put it to work. Our first category is under work.
那么我们第一件事呢，就是说是做少的工，不太多。Under
work is disordered to Jesus and his people.
那做很少的工呢，也是对耶稣来说是不按规矩行事。That's
when we're busy about other people's business.
那就是说我们管闲事，专管闲事，管别人的事。Working
well looks like applying our bodies and minds and hearts.
那么好好做工呢，就是让我们用我们的全心、全力。
To bring Christ's rule into our places and toward those people we work with.
让耶稣基督的规矩在我们身上显出，在我们所工作的地方显示出。Paul's
direction here is that everyone is a benefactor in Jesus.
每个人都在耶稣基督里是受益的。But
friends, you can't give generously if you aren't working at something during the day.
朋友们，我们如果想行善、捐献、捐钱出去，如果你白天不做工的话，你没东西可以捐的。It's
not about how much you make.
当然，这也不是说你一定要赚很多的钱。It's
not about your age.
也不是说你年纪大了还年轻啊。It's
not about your status.
也不是说你社会的地位。It's
not about your debt load.
也不是说你欠债欠了多少。It's
about depending on Jesus to work in us and to overflow to others.
这里是我们要依靠耶稣基督，耶稣基督在我们身心上所行他的功，那么我们就借此行善功，把这个善功呢也做在我们的灵舍身上。Work
well. My friends. Now, one that might sink home a little deeper is the idea of overwork. Overwork is disorder to Jesus and his people. Again, to work well,
同样的，好好做工,
we want to apply our bodies, our minds, and our hearts to bringing Christ's rule into the places that are ours and the people that are near us.
同样的，我们要好好做工。
Even God Himself rested on the seventh day.
上帝他自己在第七日安息了。
God established Sabbath.
上帝啊设立了安息日。
God decided that we needed sleep every single day.
上帝告诉我们啊，上帝要求我们每天都要睡觉。
And God established that after work or before work, we have housework and yard work and work with our little ones and work with our neighbors.
上帝要求我们在上班之前或者上班之后，我们也许在我们家的院子里要有工作，我们的孩子也需要我们的照顾，也许我们的邻舍需要我们的帮助，这些都是做工。
Now to you who may be those who overwork.
那我们当中也许有人工作太多太辛苦。
Ask yourself, when is the last time I participated in a PRBC event?
那啊，如果你做工太多了，你再想，再想一想，也许啊，什么时候我是最后一次参加了？我们教会的一些活动
maybe a meal together,
或者我们要在一起跪下
maybe joining together in prayer,
我们要跪下祷告
maybe a small group where a book is read or the Bible is studied,
或者我们那个查经班我们在一起读圣经
what about a special service project together,
或者在一个特别的服事的计划上
This is very hard for those who overwork, but what about unscheduled time together?
那这些对那些很繁忙的人，太做太多的工作来说是很难的。那么是大家是不是啊计划啊我们呢在一起
？If it's been a long time, ask yourself.How am I working? Am I overworking?
如果你这些事都没参加过，你应该想一想，我怎么样做工？我是不是太辛苦，做太多了？
Consider how you spend your Sabbath.
再想想，你的安息日是怎么度过的？
Established for us to rest in Jesus.
上帝设立安息日，就是让我们在耶稣基督里有安息。
It is good to rest. Otherwise, you will die from your overwork and take others with you.
那安息是很重要的，休息是很重要的，否则你就会死。而且呢，你把别的人一道带下去了。
Entrepreneurs,
那些创办公司的人
，those who start institutions,
那些创一些机构的人
，those who are in intensive people work,
那些人很辛苦的服侍人的人
，guard yourselves from the consequences of overwork by faith and joy in Jesus.
这些人就更要小心，要相信耶稣基督，在耶稣基督的信仰里面，守自己，不要做太多，不要太多。
Work well, my friends. Do not overwork.
好好做工，不要做太多。
Now I know there's some kids here.
那我也看到这里有一些年轻人。
So, kids, which do you struggle with?
那年轻人啊，那你最辛苦的是什么事？
Do you overwork?
你们是不是做太多的工作？
Driven to attain the highest standards.
啊，是不是要一定要考啊，要得很好的成绩？
Enter the finest schools.
要到最好的大学。
Earn the most dollars.
将来可以挣最多的钱。
Is that Jesus' call for your life?
那难道这是耶稣基督呼召你们所要做的吗？
Maybe you underwork. Do you work hard to avoid the job in front of you? To long for something besides where God has you now. To fight the Spirit who calls you to apply yourself to this world and to the Lord. How can you, as a young person, work well this week? Applying your body, your mind, and your heart to bring Christ's rule into our places and relationships. I want you to consider this. God uses your workplace or your school. To focus your faith, your heart, your hands, your love, your mind, and your witness. Hard work pleases God. That is not enough. Jesus works for the good of people through the good work of His children. The great Dorothy Sayers put it this way. Let the church remember this. That every maker and worker is called to serve God in their profession or trade. Not outside of it. The only Christian work is good work well done. Amen.